Page 7 and 8. What has been done since the temporary change in opening hours? In November 2024, the board received another report that explained the approach for developing the long-term options for the service delivery model at the Minority Injury Unit. This paper is also available in the supporting documents section of our website at hduhb.nhs.wales/pphmiu. The board agreed to the establishment of a steering group chaired by the interim executive medical director to make decisions about the process needed to deliver the project and to shape the scope of clinical and public engagement. A project group chaired by the hospital director at Prince Philip Hospital, which has been responsible for developing and delivering the options appraisal process for the board. This process aimed to identify long-term clinical models for the Minority Injury Unit that would provide a safe, sustainable, accessible and kind service, meeting the needs of the population of Llanelli and surrounding communities, as well as meeting health and care quality standards. A continuous engagement process has been carried out with various stakeholders, including partner organisations, including Swansea Bay University Health Board and Welsh Ambulance Service University NHS Trust. Patient and community representatives identified through an expression of interest process. Members of SOSPAN, CLICE, staff from both within the unit and the wider Prince Philip Hospital staff community and trade union representatives. Together, these representatives formed the Options Appraisal Stakeholder Group, and members of the local community were invited to express their interest in joining the group. A total of 42 people were part of the Options Appraisal Group, including 11 community and SOSPAN representatives. As part of the process to safely manage the changes to the Minor Injury Unit following the temporary change and to support the options development and scoring, data was gathered and presented during the final workshop to show the impact on both the Minor Injury Unit and other services. This includes the demand on emergency department services at both Glengwilly and Morrison hospitals. What did our data tell us? The data showed that the overall demand for services was similar between November/December 2023 and November/December 2024. Attendance levels at the Minor Injury Unit have reduced, but this reflects the overnight closure. The levels of patients attending the Acute Medical Assessment Unit at Prince Philip Hospital is consistent with previous levels. The number and proportion of patients who have major conditions attending the Minor Injury Unit have decreased. Waiting times at the Minor Injury Unit have decreased slightly, and there has been no increase in waiting times in Glengwilly for Llanelli patients. 4-hour and 12-hour breaches, the time people are waiting to be seen in the Minor Injury Unit, have reduced. 111 data shows a slight increase in total calls since the temporary change. Slight decrease in 111 calls being transferred to the Minor Injury Unit, reflecting the overnight closure. Increase in 111 calls being transferred to 999 or emergency department, reflective of the majors who used to attend the Minor Injury Unit overnight. There has been no increase in Llanelli patients attending Morriston. More information can be found within the supporting documents section of the consultation website at hduhb.nhs.wales/pphmiu.